The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Anti-Semitism is moving from fringe to mainstream. That's the theme of a groundbreaking, timely documentary, Never Again Is Now. It's out on Amazon Prime in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. It's a film about the troubling rise of global anti-Semitism told through the eyes of Evelyn Marcus, a Dutch Jewish woman, against the backdrop of Holocaust history. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that movie and the story is Evelyn Marcus. Evelyn, thank you so much for being with us today.
Larry, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Set this up. Set this up so that our listeners can really get the context of how this documentary came about.
Well, it has everything to do with my personal story and meeting through coincidence with a documentary team that said that's exactly the story we need for our film. So my personal story is that I'm Jewish. I'm a child of Holocaust survivors. I was born after World War II in Holland and raised there and lived there for many decades, virtually without any anti-Semitism. But that's drastically changed in the year 2000. Suddenly I heard yells in the street like Hamas, Hamas, Jews to the gas. I heard, I saw demonstrations in the street calling for killing all the Jews. Friends of mine, Jewish friends, were beaten up in the streets of Amsterdam when they were on their way to synagogue or got rocks thrown to their head on their way to synagogue. So I saw all these things. I heard all these things. I read all these things in the newspaper. I looked deeper into it, and it turned out it was a problem suddenly in all of Western Europe, in the big cities of Western Europe. So as a child of Holocaust survivors, I could not look away from this. And there was a lesson I had learned from my parents from the Holocaust, and that was they always said we should have taken the signs more seriously, the early signs of Hitler.
Right. So not to interrupt you, but to move it along a little bit, what changed? Have you been able to identify what has changed in society in Europe that caused this transformation, that suddenly these attacks started happening?
Two things happened. In the 2-3 decades before 2000, the hard left turned from being pro-Israel to being passionately anti-Israel. And that was the dominant opinion in universities. And from there, it went to the media, and then it trickled into mainstream. So Holland turned from being very pro-Israel to being anti-Israel, and people started to cross the line of where their criticism of Israel became anti-Semitic. That was one development. And so my friends, my colleagues would hold me as a Dutch Jew responsible for the policies of Israel. That was uncomfortable, that was not nice, but okay, it wasn't dangerous either. Then in the 90s, we got massive immigration from the Muslim majority countries into Europe, into Western Europe, and that population brought with it the sky-high anti-Semitism of their countries of origin. And that led to violent anti-Semitism. The examples I just gave you came mainly from the Muslim immigrant population.
Evelyn Marcus is with us. We're talking about her life story and about a new documentary titled Never Again Is Now. It's out on Amazon Prime. Evelyn, let me ask you, take us to today. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but when you watch politics in the United States and you see some members of Congress making comments and having them being called anti-Semitic, is this made its way into the United States? And are there a couple members of Congress you are concerned about here?
I see that's really worrying me. I see beginning signs of what I saw, how I saw it starting in Europe in my lifetime. I see those beginning signs now here. So in America, I see the left, the hard left in universities turning passionately anti-Israel, as I saw it in Europe a few decades ago. And that is has the risk of becoming more mainstream. Jewish students at universities in America have a hard time expressing their sympathy for or expressing their positive feelings for the state of Israel, even for its sheer existence. If they do so, they're outcast. There are 200 branches of Students for Justice in Palestine at American universities, and they work hard. So I see that now in America. Also, thank goodness, America's Muslim population is not very radicalized, but there are also radicals working on radicalizing them. We saw in more than 10 mosques in the past 2 years in America, we have spotted, and maybe many we didn't spot, we saw imams calling for the annihilation of the Jews. So that really reminds me of how it started in Europe. And then there is another development in America that goes in the other direction. It goes from America to Europe, and that is white supremacists who start to shoot at Jews in synagogues and at other groups, by the way. We saw that a few weeks ago in Yom Kippur in a synagogue in Eastern Germany. So that is coming from here to there, and they communicate over the internet, so they reach each other everywhere.
A lot has been made of the comments of Representative Ilhan Omar, the Democrat from Minnesota. In fact, the House had passed a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and other forms of bigotry in an effort to tamp down the uproar over the kind of comments she has made about Israel. Do you think of her as being an example of someone to be concerned about?
Yes, because she is pro-BDS. She's for the isolation of the Jewish state. And she has a classical anti-Semitic ideas. And she's in the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives. So, yes, she's influential. And she has ideas that cross the line of anti-Semitism. So I'm worried about that, absolutely.
Yeah. And do you think the United States is alert and aware of this and awake, or are we kind of lost in our own world? There's so much going on. There's so much about, President Trump this and the mainstream media wanting to do that and impeachment inquiry, that some of this gets lost? Or do you think Americans are keenly aware that this is kind of nipping at our heels?
I think Americans are aware of the fringe of the fringe groups of the white supremacists. They are aware of that, the organizations, the NGOs that fight anti-Semitism and racism are very much focused on that. So I think many Americans know about the danger of white supremacists. But the same organizations often do not focus on what's happening on the hard left and often don't focus on what's happening in radical religious ideologies. So they mention it once in a while, but they don't look deep into it and they don't focus on it. So I think the American people knows about parts of the problem of rising anti-Semitism, but not the whole picture.
If folks want to learn more, would you say the new documentary, Never Again, is now is kind of a good introduction to seeing through your life's journey that that this issue of anti-Semitism is out there, it's alive, it's something people should be concerned about? Got about 30 seconds.
Absolutely. And not only my personal story, I also interview in the film several renowned thought leaders to get their perspective. They give their perspective on this development. So that's worth watching. And also, I call people to action. And I call them to individualized action. If we all stand up against this, as my parents taught me we should do at an early stage, if we all do something within our power to stop this, then that is a strong signal, and anti-Semitism never comes for the Jews alone. We learned that in history. It always is a sign of rising tyranny in the whole society. So my website, joinneveragainisnow.com, will give further suggestions on what people can do and invites people to think along with me to find really good answers and things people can do individually to do their part in stopping this.
A film that is about the troubling rise of global anti-Semitism. And we want to thank you, Evelyn Marcus, for sharing a bit of your journey and commenting on the world today and in the United States, the issues of concern. We're out of time. Want to thank you again for being with us. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me on the program and helping me to put attention to this important problem.
Out of time. Thank you.